So, let's get back to our star, Miss Miriam Hopkins, who plays the role of Emily.
Daisy, get up. Get up this minute and stop teasing me. You're not hurt that bad, and you know you're not. Please get up, Daisy. You're frightening me. Daisy. Daisy, you're acting just as though you were. Say it.
I am dead, Emily. You murdered me. You strangled me with the Bog Oak necklace.
You see, you wouldn't be talking to me if you were dead.
You've killed your own sister, Emily. Because you were jealous.
That voice, that Daisy's voice. But your lips are not moving. How can you be speaking to me, Daisy, when your lips are not moving?
They'll find me here in the orchard with your necklace around my neck. And they'll know you did it. And they'll punish you. You'll never be allowed to marry Andrew.
I will marry him. I will. Oh, what am I saying? Who am I talking to? Somebody's speaking to me with Daisy's voice.
And all your life I'll be speaking to you. Just like this. Because you murdered me with the Bog Oak necklace.
I must do something. I must get some help. Somewhere I must get some help. She can't be dead. I just pulled the necklace a little bit, not tightly at all.
You pulled it very tightly, Emily. Look at my neck and you'll see how tightly you twisted the necklace.
Stop it. Stop talking to me.
I'll never leave you, Emily. Never as long as you live.
You are dead, aren't you? I murdered you. Something dreadful will happen to me. I've got to do something. What can I do? The river. I'm near the river. Stones, yes. With twine, strong twine, wound around the stones, and I could tie the stones to her, and I could throw her into the water from the crag on the hill, and the stones would make her sink to the bottom, and then she'd never come back. Never. And who would know?
You.
Maybe when I get back to her, she'll be moving and I'll talk to her. No, she is dead. She is... Oh, I'm running in the wrong direction. It was over there that I killed her. It couldn't have been because she's not there. She was right here. Daisy's gone. She got up and walked away somewhere. She's alive.
Emily. Oh. I found her, Emily. Strangled to death.
I know nothing about it.
What are you doing then with that twine in your hand? You wanted to tie stones to her, didn't you? Throw her in the river.
I killed her because I was jealous. You're as guilty as I am. Because you should have married me.
Yes, I am as guilty as you are. What will become of me now? All my hopes, my ambitions.
If we can get rid of the body, then we can get married after all. It'll only take a little while for people to forget, and then we can go away somewhere and begin
over.
I
never want to look at you again as long as I live.
Andrew.
I hate you. I came back here to speak to you again. I wanted to tell you I'd done a wrong thing. That I ought to marry you. I wanted to arrange with you about Daisy. How we could tell her without hurting her too much. I was heading toward your window when I saw her. Strangled with a Bog Oak necklace.
What have you done with it?
Exactly what you plan to do. Because no woman would have the strength to do it. I had rope in my rowboat. I tied stones to the body. Rowed a bit into the river with it. dropped it overboard. The plan works, you're safe. If it doesn't, he'll die. And I'll go to prison. I'm going now. The moon is down already. Soon it will be dawn.
The necklace. What did you do with the necklace?
I left it where it was. Around her neck.
That sound, the sound the necklace makes, I have heard it every night for 40 years. 40 years. Now she's come back to us. To me. Tell me, Andrew, where was it found?
She's been there, at the bottom of the river all this time.
Oh.
During the flood last year, the skeleton must have been swept into that old sewer. Twine probably rotted away a long time ago. That's the only explanation I can give.
Watching! Down there at the bottom of the river, watching!
I'm going now, Emily. Probably the last time we'll ever see each other. I'll leave the necklace with you. It was to you I gave it 40 years ago.
Emily.
What's that?
What?
The voice. Her voice.
I'm going.
Don't leave me, Andrew. Don't leave me.
He'll leave us, Emily. He'll leave the two sisters alone. Together.
Andrew.
We're alone now, Emily. Just as we used to be. You and I and the necklace.
No.
Come, Emily, let's take a walk as we used to in the old apple orchard.
No, no.
Come, come. It's getting dark. Dark.
No, I've not been near that orchard in 40 years.
Come, Emily, with me.
But I'm old.
No, you're young. As young as I am. Come with me. We'll tell each other little secrets, won't we, Emily? Just as we used to.
Yes.
The crickets will be chirping and the moon coming up. All as it used to be.
Yes.
And you'll be wearing your necklace. The bark oak necklace that Andrew gave you when he thought he loved you instead of me. You'll wear it the way you used to when you'd steal up there to the orchard to meet him. Remember? When he used to roll to the bottom of the hill and wait for you, and you could stand in the orchard until you heard him whistle.
Yes.
Yes. Emily.
Yes.
You've forgotten something.
Forgotten.
The necklace. The bog oak necklace.
Oh.
Wear it, Emily. Dear Emily, wear it. Come, Emily, come.
I can't run as fast as I...
Come, Emily, come. He's waiting.
Yes.
Listen.
Oh.
Andrew's whistling for you. Answer it, dear. Go on.
I can't whistle. That's strange.
You must run faster, Emily. Faster. Oh, you must run so much faster. Through the apple tree, bending beneath the branches. He may not wait.
I... all out of breath. These apple trees, the branches, they're in my way. I can't bend over.
Faster, faster. He may run off with Daisy.
No. I'm coming, Andrew. I'm coming. Wait for me, Andrew.
Wait for Phil.
Oh, that necklace. Emily, you caught it in a branch. Turn around, Emily. Turn around. Turn around. And loosen it. Turn quickly, Emily. That's the way my voice sounded one night long ago. When I wore the bark oak necklace. When I, too, was strangled by the bark oak necklace. Come, sister. Come. It's so cool here in the river.
Now my turn, I'll gargle as nice as you.
What awful words to sing to such a nice song.
Oh, but listen, I sing so well and I can recite too. Shall I recite you something suitable? Say a Mother Goose rhyme, huh?
Mr. Raymond, you don't know any Mother Goose.
Is that so? Well, I know one that you love. Listen. Polly, put the kettle on. Polly, put the kettle on. Polly, put the kettle on, and we'll all have tea.
Well, that's fine. Only I hope Polly makes sure that it's Lipton's tea.
Naturally.
But I suppose there's little doubt that she'll use Lipton's. Because, after all, more people drink Lipton tea than any other brand. The reason for that is Lipton's famous brisk flavor. Yes, Lipton tea is never flat or insipid. It always tastes full-bodied and vigorous and... Well, I guess it's all summed up by that word, brisk. Yes, folks, brisk is the word that the tea experts use when they talk about Lipton tea. So try it real soon, won't you?
They say... Of course, I just tell you what the gossip is in the morgues I visit. They say... that Daisy and Emily can be seen almost any moonlit night. Skull, gently touching skull, floating through the old apple orchard as of yore. If you'd like them in your home, you could use their ration coupon. Outside of rattling a bit when the wind blows, they're very nice and companionable. Especially on dark nights. And in the summer... you can always use them for scarecrows in your victory garden. By the way, this month's Inner Sanctum mystery novel is The Outsiders by A.E. Martin. For now, it's really time to close that there squeaking door until next week at the same time when Lipton tea and Lipton soup will once again bring you another Inner Sanctum.